is Michael Jackson and Justin Timberlake there with Love Never Felt So Good here on Rhubarb Radio, your tasty sound for the Wakefield District and South Leeds. Thanks so much for tuning in. So I'm going to be handing over the reins now to Tom Senior, who joins us from Go Higher West Yorkshire, and our very own Dave Adams. How are you doing, Dave?
Good evening. I'm fine. How are you?
Not so bad. Are you bringing the secret recipe, or are we going to hold on for fire on that?
There's no Piccolo Niccolo or the Bambinos tonight, I have to say.
It's a shame.
Then the Bambinos are in bed and Piccolo Niccolo somewhere in a dark room.
a bit too late for about
Absolutely. But we have got a special guest in the studio tonight, and that is Tom Senior from Go Higher West Yorkshire. And anyone that listens to this radio station will know Go Higher West Yorkshire just blasts out on this radio station, because they are the sponsor for our What's On every hour of the day.
Absolutely.
But of course, a little bit more about Go Higher West Yorkshire. We want to find out more. So a new feature, Elliot, on your show every 2 weeks on a Thursday night is called From Here to There. And it's basically giving the opportunity for students that are at school or college to find out, is it right for them to go into higher education? Is it the right thing to do?
Absolutely.
Go Higher West Yorkshire is the place. Now, your background is exactly that. You went into higher education.
It certainly is, yeah. So I've finished a year at the University of Lincoln. I studied media production, and that's where I found my love of radio, really. That's why I'm here, basically. It's all their fault.
Did you do radio? You worked on the station there?
I did, yes. So I specialised in a couple of different radio projects, really, while I was there. So there was Brayford Radio, which was sort of the campus radio station. So I did a show called Transmission with a good friend of mine, just basically playing lots of indie music and things like that. And I also did a lot of work on Siren FM. So we did quite an interesting project with Siren FM, actually. We did something where we got like a group of kids from Lincoln Castle Academy, so it's like a high school in Lincoln, basically. And there were actually some really creative kids there, so they basically, what the idea was, we'd actually do is like a radio show with them, so they could be talking about sport or anything that interests them, really. And these five kids literally basically turned to us and said, oh yeah, can we do a radio drama? Which, for kids of their age, I wouldn't expect them to really have an interest in radio dramas. You know, I think it targets a much more mature audience radio job,
but Radio 4, of course.
Yeah, they worked. It was an absolute dream to work with them, really. Yeah, they were absolutely fantastic. Wrote the script themselves, acted it themselves. It was there was very little, really, that we could do.
So you're a great advocate for higher education, yes?
Absolutely.
So this is the perfect time to introduce Tom. Tom Senior, welcome to Rhubarb Radio.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you with us. Now, you're from Go Higher West Yorkshire, but also your title is your outreach officer for NCOP. So let's start by finding out a little bit more. What is NCOP?
Well, NCOP's the National Collaborative Outreach Programme, of which Go Higher West Yorkshire is the West Yorkshire consortium. So we're here to assist young people with information, advice and guidance around their sort of journey or their thoughts around higher education. And we run various workshops, we run support, we actually run residentials, we provide them with areas to actually start to think about the possibilities that higher education can offer them. And this is this comes in the form of it could be workshops, support, it could also be tours, they could go on visits. So there's various different ways that we can actually advise and expand their knowledge on higher education, and in some cases bust a few myths, demystify a few things that they may have.
Of course. And actually, one of your students came here and did some work experience here at Rhubarb and really enjoyed it.
That's right.
There's opportunities to do things like that. But Go Higher West Yorkshire, so for people that don't really know a great deal about it, because you support 12 higher education establishments in
that's
West
correct,
Yorkshire.
Yeah.
So that's colleges and universities,
that's right, yeah.
Wakefield College here, Leeds, the universities in Leeds.
That's right, yeah.
So shall we find out a little bit more? So tell us a little bit more about Go Higher West Yorkshire.
Well, I could do that, but I actually spoke to the manager of Go Higher West Yorkshire. Her name's Helen Sykes.
You are organised, aren't you?
I certainly am sometimes. And we had a bit of a chat about Go Higher West Yorkshire and about her journey from school through university and on to her position where she is now.
I tell you what, we'll have a listen, shall we?
That'd be good.
Go Higher West Yorkshire.
What actually is Go Higher West Yorkshire?
Yes, Go Higher West Yorkshire is an organisation which was formed by 12 very different higher education providers. So we've got higher education in a further education setting in our colleges, and then we've also got universities, and the universities themselves are very different, as are the colleges. So really, across the 12 partners, we've got a huge range of courses, different types of subjects, different qualifications, modes of study, learning environments and cultures. So really, we should have across the partners something for everybody who's interested in higher education. And the reason that the 12 partners work together, that they formed Go High West Yorkshire, is that they are passionate that nobody's background should prevent them from accessing higher education in whatever form.
How did you get from school to higher education? What was your journey like?
So I took the fairly standard journey in the end, but I almost didn't. The school that I attended, we only got the opportunity to have one careers interview, and all of the girls in my school got the same kind of careers interview, and all the boys got the same separate kind of careers interview. And I was told that when I left school at 16, I could go and work somewhere as a junior and start to work my way up through the ranks. Now, I'm not knocking that route at all. You know, if that's right for you, that's right for you. But it wasn't the route that was right for me. I remember coming home from school that day and saying to my mum, oh, this is what I can do. And she said, I want you to think about university. I want you to think about higher education. Higher education for me was just like opening my eyes to the world. I did move cities in the end. I came down to Leeds. I'd visited Leeds before, so I sort of had a little bit of familiarity with it. But when I actually went to higher education, I just got all of these opportunities to do new and exciting things, things that I'd never even heard of before or thought about doing before. And I just decided to, you know, take up these opportunities. So as well as doing my studies, I got a part-time job. I also got involved in societies at my university. There was a backstage society. So, yeah, I spent one semester working backstage on a theatre production. And I didn't even know you could do things like that. And also the course that I was studying, which was English Language and Literature, if you got grades equivalent of a 2-1 in your second year, you had the opportunity to go and study abroad somewhere. So take a 3-year degree, make it into a 4-year degree with a year spent abroad. And I thought, brilliant. I'd been abroad before. I'd gone with my family on a ferry to France, but I'd never been on an aeroplane. And I just thought, great, I'm just going to go by myself on an aeroplane to the States. So I worked really hard. I got my 2-1 average, and I got to go and study in the States for a year. I think the misconception is that higher education is not for people like me. So people from my school didn't necessarily go into higher education, but I went and I absolutely loved it. I think it's just about finding the right kind of higher education for you. And as I said, you know, across the partners of Go High West Yorkshire, we really do have a very diverse range.
Okay, next question. If there's anything that you could change about your journey, what would it be?
This is a difficult one because I loved my time in higher education and I can see how it's helped me get to where I am now. But if I'm honest, if I could go back to when I was thinking about going into higher education, I would make myself sit down and actually read through all the prospectuses and just see what else is available out there. I didn't look at the range of options, and I might have ended up doing the same thing, but at least I'd have made an informed choice, and I think that's the one thing I'd probably change.
Go Higher West Yorkshire, supporting young people along their pathways to higher education. Visit gohigherwestyorks.ac.uk for more information.
Very interesting. Helen, who's come into Go Higher and into the team and is running the team now, but she gave a really good background there as to what the organisation's all about. Particularly in terms of students now who are listening, or parents or carers of students, and thinking, is it right for my child or my student to get into it? What would you say to that?
I would say it depends on the individual. I would say that knowledge is power, and that they need to examine. There's lots of information out there. They can get it through our website, which I would recommend them to go to. But also, we are actually in partnership with 35 schools across the region. So we have dedicated officers in the schools and in the 12 HEIs who are there to be approached. They will actually be proactive as well in getting the information out to the right students, whether it happens to be degree courses they want to do, whether it's apprenticeships, higher apprenticeships, degree apprenticeships, just getting them thinking about the right courses for them and whether the actual process of learning in a university environment is the right course or whether an apprenticeship might be the right course. It's not for everybody, but some people should be presented with the information and be allowed to make an informed choice about their future.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of promotions, you're out there shouting out about Go Higher West Yorkshire. You were on a bus not so long ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, not just any bus. I was on the Go Higher West Yorkshire bus. We've been going all over the region. So we've been in Bradford, we've been in Leeds, we've been in Wakefield. I happened to be on it most recently on Briggate in Leeds.
Right.
So we took up a place there. I thought buses had stopped going up Briggate, but we actually managed to bring that back.
You brought it back.
Yeah, and
stop the traffic.
We spent a full day there talking to people, the public of Leeds, talking to young people, talking to their parents, all about the possibilities of higher education in the area and across the region.
Right.
So Bradford, Wakefield and Leeds. And whilst I was on the bus, I actually spoke to one of my colleagues, Lottie, about what her experience of being on the bus had been like. And I also spoke to a young man called Jacob, who's actually gone on to get an apprenticeship after studying at Leeds College of Building.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to hear from both of those very shortly. But meantime, let's have a little bit more music, shall we?
Up-to-date news. It's got good music on.
I just think it's brilliant.
Rhubarb Radio. Go Higher West Yorkshire.
So, I'm back with Tom Cedia from Go Higher West Yorkshire. Tom, we're getting a flavour of what Go Higher does, what it offers, how it supports students into finding out whether higher education is right for them. And then, of course, you've just talked about being on a bus in the middle of Briggate, which, like you say, it's been a long time since buses went up Briggate. And you were doing a promotion there. I take it was a big success?
That's correct, yeah, it was a brilliant day. We spoke to loads of members of the public, lots of young people. Exam results had just been released a couple of days before, so that was a really prime time to be doing it. And we also spoke to a lot of parents and carers who were really interested in finding out more information about the process of getting to higher education, what will happen when they're there, what they need to do to actually get there.
So you spoke to Lottie and Jacob. So we're going to start with Lottie, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll have a listen to your interview with Lottie. Coming up now.
Go Higher West Yorkshire.
Hello, it's Tom Senior again, reporting for Go Higher West Yorkshire from here to there. And at the moment, I'm with Lottie from Bauer Media. We've been on the bus all day. Hello, Lottie.
Hi.
Yeah, if you could just tell me a little bit about your experience today, about yourself and about your role in general, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, so I work for Bauer Media, or moreover, the Bauer Academy. So we're the training and education arm of Bauer Media. And I deliver a lot of workshops on social media, on sort of podcasting, creating radio shows. So part of my job today is to take care of the social media for Go Higher West Yorkshire. So I've been posting stories on Instagram throughout the day, things on Twitter as well, on the Go Higher West Yorkshire page.
So in terms of working with young people, which is something that I know you've done, can you give any advice, or what advice do you have for young people who are actually thinking about going into higher education?
I think my advice would be to talk to somebody. Always, like, ask questions. Go and speak to your careers advisors, your teachers at school, at college, wherever it is you might be, and get advice from the people around you, because they're the people who've got the experience and they can give you the right advice, basically.
Could you tell us a little bit about your experience of going from high school into further higher education and then into your career?
Well, my experience is quite unique because I trained to be a nurse. I used to be a nurse. So I went to university to study nursing. And then I did that for a little while and I wasn't very happy, so then I sort of got into the media industry and radio, but that was my route. I sort of had the non-traditional route into radio.
Okay, right, that's an interesting take on it. And in terms of young people, if they're thinking of going into a career in media, radio, that kind of area, what sort of skills do you think that they'd need to succeed in that area?
Well, you've got to be confident, you've got to be sort of a good speaker, especially if you want to present or anything like that. But my main advice would be volunteer, get that volunteering experience, even if it's just a couple of hours a week at your local community radio station or your local media company, get a bit of volunteering behind you and that'll take you far.
And just lastly, would you like to do a bit of a plug for the Bower Academy?
Yeah, so have a look online. Our website is boweracademy.co.uk. You can find loads of information there about apprenticeships, about some of the courses that we offer and everything else in between. So go along to boweracademy.co.uk.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much, Lottie, for your time.
Thank you.
Go Higher West Yorkshire, ensuring young people reach their full potential. Follow us on Twitter at GoHigherWY.
Very interesting. A fellow radio professional there with Lottie. So, great on the bus. Lots of people came and had a chat with you and may have thought, this is something I want to take forward. How do potential students, how do candidates then go forward, or how do students go forward if they're interested in getting into higher education, and how do you help them with that?
Well, there's a few ways people could do that. Again, I'll refer them back to our website. I could also say, if you speak to one of your progression officers within the school as well, they'll be able to advise you. Your teachers should all know about that, or if they don't, they should be able to refer it to the progression officer within the school, and then they can give you the advice and the support you need to actually start you on that journey or continue you on that journey, depending on where you are in this moment in time.
Okay, so they can contact you in terms of more information. Your website is fantastic. Give us the address for that. Let's get that address out there.
Yeah, they can go to gohigherwestyorks.ac.uk. And they can also go and see our blog on the website as well. They can talk to the progression officers within their schools also.
Which is brilliant. So we're going to have a chat with one of the students that you met on the bus, Jacob, shortly. Meantime, let's have a little bit of Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo here on Rhubarb Radio. Dave Adams sitting in just for the next 10 minutes. Elliot will be back with more tasty music. Or will we go higher West Yorkshire?
Go higher West Yorkshire.
Yes, Tom Senior from Go Higher West Yorkshire, talking everything to do with higher education and how Go Higher West Yorkshire supports you or your child if they are interested in higher education. Tom, you're doing something tomorrow, aren't you? You're at the Hepworth Gallery. What's that all about?
I am, actually, yeah. I'm going to the Hepworth Gallery. I'm off to meet two young people who are considering going into higher education. They've both got an interest in the arts, one fine art and the other more of a sort of design-related field. So I'm going to go along with them tomorrow with one of our student interns, who is actually an ex-fine art student with Leeds Beckett. Right. And we're going to talk to them about future possibilities, about any questions. We're going to try and answer any questions they have. We're going to tell them about the courses that are on offer right across Yorkshire. And then hopefully, they'll be better informed after we've had those conversations. And then after that, I'll support them through their application process.
So would you do that going to a school or college, or is it a special promotion that you do when you meet the students?
Yeah, our information can be passed in various ways. Sometimes the students actually come into university environments. They experience essentially a uni day, so they might have they'll have talks, they'll have lectures, they'll have workshops, they'll have interactive tasks, they'll have tours as well. Sometimes we go into the schools and deliver. It might be that we meet people actually on the bus or out in public spaces as well, such as shopping centres, those kind of things. So there's various ways that we can actually interact and get the message across in different environments.
Brilliant. Now, when you're on the bus, you met a student there and you had a chat, Jacob, about his experience of getting into higher education, yeah?
I did, yeah. Jacob, he has got a brilliant story to tell. He didn't have necessarily the best time at school, but then he got into building college, and from that, he's actually found himself an apprenticeship. So he's going on to amazing things, and he's one of our many success stories.
Fantastic. We want to hear him. It's Jacob, yes, on the bus, and we'll hear his story right now.
Go Higher West Yorkshire.
Hello, this is Tom Senior, outreach officer for NCOP West Yorkshire. I'm on the Go Higher bus, and I'm here with Jacob. Jacob's 18. He's been studying at Leeds College of Building, and he's been doing some work with their HEP, Louise Allen. So, good afternoon, Jacob.
Good afternoon.
So we've just decided to have a bit of a conversation about your journey through education. So can you tell me a little bit about what your experience of school was like and then moving on to further education afterwards?
So in school, like, I was one of those who I knew where I wanted to be, but I thought school wasn't that important, so I never really bothered. And then it came to GCSEs, and then I never revised, but I got the GCSEs I needed. But with my school, they were more pushy towards joining their sixth form, and I knew that wouldn't be right for me because A-levels and then university wouldn't be right because I'm not the brainiest about. But so I decided to speak to my careers advisor, and she suggested Leeds College of Building for me to do a level 3 course. So that was construction in the built environment. And then I've completed that for 2 years, and then I've got to where I am today, finished that, completed, and then getting myself an apprenticeship now.
That's brilliant, and we were talking about that earlier. You've actually got on to an apprenticeship that's for site management, is it? Yeah. Project management? So do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
So so in school I wanted to be an architect, and then I got to college. It totally changed my mind doing the course, and then I wanted to become a building surveyor, and then it came to doing a site visit, and then we were talking about roles and responsibilities, and then it changed my mind completely, and then I wanted to become site management. So this is just the role of the job, is just making sure site is running as smoothly as possible and everything's being followed and all the health and safety is correctly, and it's a major role, but it can have its ups and downs like every other job, but it's exciting. Yeah,
definitely, that's brilliant. And can you just tell us a little bit about the kind of support and help that Louise gave you in her role at the College of Building?
Well, the role Louise has given me is, like, as a student ambassador, is to come to events and like talk to people, like give support to people who like don't have a clue on what they want to do, and give them the chance, which I never really had in school, because I never really had anyone to direct me until I went up to the careers advisor and asked myself. So it's given me the chance to help people, and then being able to put the fact that I'm student ambassador onto my CV has helped me out a lot, and it should help in my talking and communication skills when I start with start my apprenticeship. So
I think that you definitely displayed evidence of that already. That's very true. So just to wrap up, last question, if you were back at school age again, thinking about potential higher education options or your options after school, is there anything you would have done differently, and what would you advise a young person in that position with your knowledge now?
Focus in school. Yeah, you can still have your laugh, but don't just, like, don't think, oh, it's not worth it, because all of it really is, like, when your parents tell you it's the easiest time of your life, it really is. So just literally just focus and get the best grades you can, because honestly it'll help you out so much in the future, and that's all I can offer really.
Right, thank you so much for your time today.
Go Higher West Yorkshire, working to engage, inform and inspire young people and their communities. Follow us on Twitter at Go Higher WY.
Well, inspirational, Jacob, brilliant, and that must give an opportunity for people, if you're a student that you're interested, to find out more about getting into higher education and the benefits, because certainly Jacob, it worked so well for Jacob, got in that apprenticeship, yeah, and now he can move on, and what he said was about the best times of your life, you don't realise it, but it's true, isn't it?
It is very true, yeah. He spoke very eloquently about his journey and about the progress that he's made. And you can do it. Anyone can do it if they get the right information, the right support. You can fly, literally. Mm-hmm.
Jacob showed that. Right, we're going to find out a little bit more about how people can contact you in a little bit more detail coming up in a couple of minutes' time.
Rhubarb Radio. Go Higher West Yorkshire.
Tom, it's been superb. It's been a real pleasure having you in and finding out more about Go Higher West Yorkshire and about higher education. I think there'll be a lot of people out there, a lot of students, mums and dads, carers, that'll be saying, want to find out more now for my kids about getting into higher education. So how do they do that through Go Higher West Yorkshire?
Well, I'd advise them to go and look at our website, which is www.gohighwestyorks.ac.uk. There is pretty much everything they'd need to know on there. If not, I would suggest that they speak to the students, speak to their either teacher, their form teacher, their careers advisor, or their progression officer within school. But I would definitely direct parents and carers towards our website.
So the website, once again, is?
It is www.gohighwestyorks.ac.uk.
As simple as that. Don't forget Yorks with the S on the end of it, yes?
That's correct.
Now, the other thing they can do, because this feature, From Here to There, will be taking place every second Thursday, so 2 weeks' time, every 2 weeks, on a Thursday in Elliot's show between 8 and 9, you could get some questions through to us, dead easy to do. Just go onto our email us through, studio@rhubarbradio.co.uk. Send your questions in. We'll get them through to Tom and the team, and they'll be able to get you some answers for the next From Here to There, which will be in 2 weeks' time on the Thursday, and be able to answer your questions. Tom, thanks ever so much for coming in. Really, really interesting and thought-provoking, for, I think, for a lot of people out there about higher education. If I was going to ask you the one thing people should now think about if they're going into higher education and how they should go forward, what would that be?
I'd say they'd have to think about which course is right for them, whether living at home or away at university is another option as well, and also to start to think about finance as well. So next week I'm going to touch on that in a bit more detail about student finance, so that I think some people have some misinformation about student finance, so I want to clarify that area.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. Tom, thanks very much indeed.
Thanks for having me. See you in a fortnight.